The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. And I'm also author of the Just Veggies blog. Perhaps you've read it. You can find it right here at plantersplace.com. So go ahead and do that if you wish. Today's topic is Japanese beetles on your vegetables. I have always known Japanese beetles to be a beetle that attacks ornamental shrubs, roses especially. I remember my mother's roses being devastated as a child by Japanese beetles. Well, the Japanese beetles are devastating my own veggie garden. It's not not surprising, really, since I did have a very severe outbreak of grubs from which Japanese beetles develop. And that outbreak occurred in my vegetable garden a couple of months ago. The grubs, or the larval form of the beetle, have now grown up, emerged from the ground, and become the devastating chewers that they are. First, they destroy the roots underground as larvae, and then they finish off what they started by eating the leaves. It's really, it's really disheartening. Anyway, so what are the signs of Japanese beetle damage? Well, Japanese beetles feed on the tissues on the plant leaves that are located between the veins. What they leave behind is something that kind of looks like a skeletonized leaf, with just the veins remaining on it. The plant may be able to recover if new leaf shoots emerge along the stem at the leaf-stem junction, otherwise known as the axillary bud. The beetles eventually do leave, and so those axillary buds may be your best chance to resurrect your plants, especially your vegetable plants. Okay, so how can we go about controlling Japanese beetles? Well, you can control them in several different ways, from a short-term solution to a longer-term control strategy. And those strategies are, let's start with the easiest first, hand removal. So go out there and find them on your plants, pick them off, and pop them into a bucket of soapy water. That should kill them. If you are someone who likes to crush their beetles, have at it. Depending on how many you have, it might be a long time doing that. Or an insect barrier. A little bit more of a midterm control method. You place a screening or insect barrier or netting or even a floating row cover over your plants that are experiencing the damage. Do remember to secure the netting or screening or whatever against the soil or even bury it into the soil just a little bit so that the beetles cannot crawl under. And then finally, this is a longer term method, beneficial nematodes and milky spores. Like I said, these are two longer term control methods, and I did mention that in a previous post. You can go back and read about that in my Just Veggies blog. So if you treat your soil with beneficial nematodes and milky spores, that attacks specifically grubs. And then those grubs won't be able to emerge from the ground and become the beetles that are eating up all of your veggies. I have heard mixed reviews about beetle traps that use pheromones to attract the beetles. Some say the traps attract more beetles to the area than you'd have if you didn't have a trap at all. For my purposes, I'm just going to go with the hand removal and insect barrier for now, and work on the long-term beneficial nematodes as my long-term strategy. And someone else who wants the traps can go ahead and make use of those. And that's it for this week for the Just Veggies podcast. Good luck in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.